Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. Well, I'm stirred with a message God has given me to share with you. So before we begin, let's pray. Father, we thank you that your word is established in heaven. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will not. We thank you, Lord, for the counsel of your word. It is given that we can be instructed in righteousness. We can understand the ways of the Lord. And so, Father, we ask you to bless this time as we go into the Word of God, and may Jesus be magnified and glorified in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. Praise God. All right. Well, I would like to share a message out of 1 Kings, the 13th chapter. But before we do that, I'd like to just scan through the preceding couple chapters, and I'd like to read just a few verses out of 1 Kings 11 so you will understand the background. It may have been a while since you have revisited this, so let's just jump in. And at this point in time, 1 Kings 11, Solomon was king, who was the son of David. And it says in verse 28, it introduces a character by the name of Jeroboam. He's going to be important, so we're going to learn about him. And the man Jeroboam was a mighty man of valor. And Solomon, seeing the young man, that he was industrious, he made him ruler over all the charge of the house of Joseph. In other words, that was forced labor. He saw his capabilities, and so he wanted him to be with him and work with him. But listen to this. And it came to pass at that time, when Jeroboam went out of Jerusalem, that the prophet Ahijah found him in the way, and he clad himself with a new garment, and they were two alone in the field. Of course, this, you know, God had ordained this. The word of the Lord through this prophet was for him to find Jeroboam. And it says in verse 30, Ahijah caught the new garment that was on him and rent it in 12 pieces. And he said to Jeroboam, this was a prophetic act. He says, take thee 10 pieces, for thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, behold, I will rend the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon and will give thee 10 tribes. But he shall have one tribe, speaking of Solomon, for my servant David's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, the city which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel. And then there's explanation, because that they have forsaken me and have worshipped Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Zidonians, and he goes on to list the other gods. So that was the problem. In his old age, Solomon's heart was turned away by his many wives. And he goes on to say, the prophet, they've not walked in my ways to do that which was right in my eyes and to keep my statutes and my judgment, as did David his father. But I'm going to paraphrase now. Verse 34 said, I'm not going to take the kingdom out of his hand, because for David's, my servant's sake. And he will say, but I will take the kingdom out of his son's hand, that's Rehoboam, and I will give it to thee, even 10 tribes. And this is the word I want you to hear to Jeroboam. The prophet is saying, and it shall be, if thou wilt hearken unto all that I command thee, and wilt walk in my ways, do that which is right in my sight, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as David my servant did, that I will be with thee, and will build thee a sure house, as I built for David, and will give Israel unto thee. What a powerful prophetic word. And so I'm going to pass over a few, as I said, I'm just setting a foundation, a background. And in chapter 12, we see that Solomon had passed away in that preceding chapter, and his son Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel were come to Shechem for to make him king. And then it says, when Jeroboam, remember he had fled from the presence of Solomon because he was jealous. He obviously had heard that word. He was in Egypt. And it says, they, the people of Israel, sent for him and called him. And so Jeroboam and all the congregation of Israel came and spake unto Rehoboam, saying, remember, now this is Solomon's son, thy father made our yoke grievous. Now therefore make thou the grievous service of thy father and his heavy yoke which he put upon us lighter, and we will serve thee. So Rehoboam says, come back in 3 days. So he consults his advisors, and he spoke to the old men, he consulted with the old men, and he said, how do you advise? And they said, if you will be a servant unto this people, wilt serve them, answer them, and speak good words to them, then they will be thy servants forever. But he didn't listen to them. He went to the young men, and they said, nope, make it even harder on them. And so verse 11 says, this is what Rehoboam says, and now whereas my father did lade you with a heavy yoke and will add to your yoke, my father has chastened you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. So what happens? Again, all the people of Israel come back the third day with Rehoboam as their leader. The king answered them roughly. He didn't listen to the old men. And basically, what was their response? Verse 16 of chapter 12, when all Israel saw that the king hearkened not unto them, the people answered the king, saying, what portion have we in David? Neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse. To your tents, O Israel. Now see to thine own house, David. So Israel departed unto their tents. Okay, so let's go on in this. We're really looking at what Jeroboam did. So he built Shechem, verse 25, in Mount Ephraim. He dwelt there. And this is very significant. And Jeroboam said in his heart, now shall the kingdom return to the house of Israel. Why? If this people go up to do sacrifice in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem, then the heart of this people shall turn again unto their Lord, even unto Rehoboam, king of Judah, and they shall kill me and go again to Rehoboam, the king of Judah. Whereupon the king took counsel, made 2 calves of gold. And he basically said, people of Israel, that's just too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. That's too far. And he says in verse 27, or the word says, I'm trying to scan number of verses. He set one in Bethel, and one he put in Dan, in the south and in the north. And this thing became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one, even unto Dan. And he said in verse 33, he offered upon the altar which he had made in Bethel, this is a king, he even changed the dates, the 15th day of the 8th month, even in the month which he had devised out of his own heart, and ordained a feast unto the children of Israel, and he offered upon the altar and burnt incense. Okay, that's the background on Jeroboam. He really despised the word of the Lord through the prophet Ahijah and said God would build him a sure house. But no, obviously once he got in a position of power, as it said, Solomon was impressed with the man. Well, he had cunning and he had capability. So he thinks, I'm not going. He loved the power he was in, and he didn't want Jerusalem being the place of worship. So he made his own altars. So it was more convenient for the people of Israel. All right, so we've just done a quick overview of the background. And why did this happen? Because of Solomon's adultery and idolatry. The kingdom of Israel is divided. And at the end of Solomon's reign, as I shared as I read the scripture, the prophet of Shiloh, Ahijah, and Jeroboam, he met him in the field, He was the rebel, and he declared to him that God was about to rend the kingdom and that he should have 10 tribes. And of course, Ahijah vividly symbolized the division by tearing a new four-cornered garment into 12 pieces and giving Jeroboam 10 of them. Beloved, what a great opportunity this man had. He was told that if he hearkened unto God, if he obeyed his statutes, that God would be with him, I'm emphasizing this, to build him a sure house, as he did for David. He would give him Israel. What more could a man desire than that? And yet, we see in his subsequent actions, as I shared with you, the true nature of his character. He was grasping, he was eager for power and glory, and yet his apostasy was deliberate, it was willful, it was designed, and it was persistent. In fact, as you go on to read his exploits, 25 times it is named in Scripture. His name carries with it the dreadful band, Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. That's what is known. When that name is mentioned, that's his nomenclature, basically. He therefore, by that deliberate act, abandoned all prospects of a glorious heritage. He basically established idolatry officially throughout Israel. Well, beloved, my time has just flown by, and we're just getting into this. What drama in these few chapters? It would make a great movie if somebody would be moved upon some Christian director and actors to put it on the screen. But nonetheless, we have our imagination. So it's an exciting thing to see what God does, because, again, I'm stressing, this is the importance of obedience and God's clear demonstration of, if someone is disobedient, they weren't under grace then, of the punishment that comes to them. Anyway, I'm all excited and wrapped up, so I hope you'll be able to join me tomorrow at the same time. And if you should miss a broadcast, please feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast there for your listening convenience. The announcer is going to give our contact information. If you have prayer needs, I personally will pray for you and share back whatever God gives to be a blessing to you. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.